25th of June 2010. Tonight we saw the film I Am Love with Tilda Swinton. She also, from what I could make out of from the credits, was one of the producers. I enjoyed the film a lot. I could tell some people in the audience thought the ending was weird. I know this because when the lights came on, someone behind me said, "That was weird." And it was a distressingly small audience, although I think the film was near the end of its modest Australian run. But I actually enjoyed the film a lot. First of all, it was beautiful to look at. Fantastic, stunning cinematography. Wonderful locations, both internationally, London, Milan, various other places, but also wonderful spots in those locations. Up on cathedrals, out in villages, up nestled in hills. Really stunning film to look at. I must admit, that aspect of the film was slightly let down by the fact that the screening we saw was a digital screening. I know digital screening's the future. In fact, I'm all in favour of the idea of digital projection taking over from film projection for a variety of reasons. But I have to admit, it's not there yet. Sitting there, now it's partly my fault, as Karina and I want to do, we sat in the second row. Plus I was wearing my nice new glasses, which let me see everything far more clearly than I have for the last 2 years. But I have to say, what I was looking at was definitely not 1920 by 1080, let alone 2K, 3K or 4K. I'm not even sure if what I was looking at was 1280 by 720. It took me many, many minutes before I could make myself ignore the clear outline of each of the LCD pixels on the screen. So not only was the image not that sharp itself, but the projectionist had, understandably, focused the image perfectly, so I could see the small black outlines around each and every pixel. I found that really distracting. In fact, I can't help but wonder if, until the digital projectors are higher resolution, if it's not a better idea to ever so slightly defocus the image. It wouldn't make the image itself that much softer. It wasn't exactly sharp anyway. The film itself was shot on film, and then both Fuji and Kodak, curiously, and what we were watching was a digital projection of a telecine. But by defocusing the image in the theatre just a little, it wouldn't make the image softer, but it would at least blur those skinny black outlines around each of the LCD pixels. At least that's my theory. It's particularly a shame in a film like this, with its amazing cinematography and beautiful locations. But eventually I was able to unclench and ignore the technology in front of me and just watch the film. And what a beautiful film it is. I'm slightly biased. I could watch Tilda Swinton sitting in a room reading the telephone directory. But the film really is quite interesting. Not wanting to give anything away, the film's story does have, at the beginning of the third act, a tragic event that will seem to many people unmotivated, random, perhaps slightly even over the top. I'm not saying such random accidents don't happen in real life, but to see one in a film does leave the audience feeling slightly cheated because it comes slightly out of nowhere. I mean, yes, it does prompt the central character to finally break free from her cage, but the event itself does seem a little unset up. Still, that's a small quibble in what is otherwise a film that is beautifully acted, wonderful wardrobe, terrific cinematography. So if you get a chance to see it, do so. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the film on Blu-ray. And that's not to criticise the Barrack Cinema. First of all, I could never criticise a cinema with such comfortable seats and a cinema that lets you take a glass of wine and a cheese platter into the film. It's just a shame that digital projection isn't quite there yet. The unexpected surprise for me in this film was the music of John Adams, which I must admit, when I first heard it, I thought it was Philip Glass. But I think I can be forgiven for that. Beautiful music. The soundtrack is available. I've already bought it. And it's a soundtrack that really does reward repeat listening. So, I Am Love, starring Tilda Swinton, or Silda Twinton, as I like to call her when I've had a few. A good film, well worth watching.